said to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Archippus was cautioned by Paul to identify the ministry God had given him so that he will fulfill it. If you don't identify it, you will not fulfill it. That's the same message God is giving to us today. If you don't take heed to the ministry which God has given unto you, you will not be able to fulfill it. If you don't take heed, if you are not careful, if you are not vigilant, if you don't focus, you will not be able to fulfill it. And you will die with everything that God has placed inside of you, right in you. But I pray for you that you will not die without fulfilling.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
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 Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Am I on my own here?
No.
Am I on my own here?
No.
Am I on my own here?
No.
You pray for some time. Hallelujah. Mandagabas. So God has placed an expectation on all of us. There was an expectation, Timothy, Archippus, Titus, Philemon, and all the rest were expected to meet, and they met them. Archippus was told to take heed because God had placed an expectation on his life. So take heed and meet God's expectation. Meet God's required standard for your life. Anything below it renders us as failures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here?
Yeah.
Because I can't hear the amens.
I'm happy.
I can't hear the amens.
Amen.
I can't hear the amens.
Amen.
God wants us also to fulfill his expectations, to meet all, to come to the level he has marked for us. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
He wants us to meet the expectations to the fullness. Because we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we walk in them. So if we are designed for good works, there is an expectation. Whatever God designed you for, you have to meet that expectation so that you'll be granted a qualified being to receive the reward. Hallelujah. That God has for them that love him. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
We are his workmanship. And he has also conformed us to the image of his son, Romans 8:29. He has conformed us to the image of his son so that we can function like his son. So everything God has done for us all points out to the fact that there is something he expects from you. There is something he expects from me. And that is why he was saying to Archippus, take heed, because there is something God is expecting from you. Take heed to that thing that God is expecting, that you meet it. Take heed to the ministry which God has given unto you, that thou mayest fulfill it. Therefore, we also need to focus on the good works that God has left for us to finish. Did Jesus leave some good works for you to finish?
Yes.
Or he did all? He did do all?
No.
No, it is finished. It is finished. It's our beginning. It is finished. It's our
beginning.
Our beginning. Bring it down, Lord. It is finished. It's our
beginning.
So he didn't do all the good works. He left some for us to come and accomplish. Are you here with me? So your portion remains. Your portion
remains.
Your portion
remains.
Your portion
remains.
Your portion
remains.
And that portion that is given to you is what Paul is speaking to you about. That is what Paul was speaking to Archippus about. And that is the same portion that Paul and the Holy Ghost is speaking to you this morning. That your portion must be fulfilled. Your portion of the good works must be fulfilled. Your portion of the good works must be fulfilled. So that God can be proud of you. So that we can receive the full reward. We can receive the full praise that God has ordained for us. There is a praise God has ordained for us. God wants to praise us. There is a reward God has ordained for us. There is an honor God has ordained for us. So God wants us to get the full reward, the full honor, the full prize he wants us to obtain. Are you here with me? Are you here with me?
Yes.
We shouldn't stand before God and hear him say that the race that I ordained for you to run, you did not finish. We We should not stand before God for him to say unto us that the race that was set before you, you could not finish it. If you're on a 100 meter race and you stop in the middle, are you part of the race? You stop in the middle, you are no longer, you are out of the race. You will not even be last. Out. You are not last, you are even out. First Corinthians 9:24. Do you have the microphone? First Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one received the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Hey, know ye not that all those who run the race, only one of them will receive the prize? True of us. The prize is for one person. We call it the ultimate prize. We call it what? The ultimate prize. The ultimate prize is for one person. The ultimate prize is for one person. So Paul is advising us here that God has ordained a race for us to finish. We must run that race and obtain the ultimate prize that God has ordained for us. This is not a race you are running to overtake somebody or outrun somebody or overpower somebody. It is a race you are running to catch up. To reach the level God has ordained in each new season. It's a single race. You are supposed to run from here to 37 in 1 hour. That's how it is. It's personal. It's yours. It's not a race of other people. When you outrun them or outwit them or whatever out you have to, whatever. It's a race you are the one running. So Paul is saying that, remember, that those that run the race, all of them run. But only one receives the ultimate prize. In other words, we are all here. We claim we are Christians. We claim God has called us. We claim we are pursuing the vision God has for our lives. But not all of us will obtain the ultimate prize that God has ordained for us. Some people will not finish. True of us. Demons has forsaken me, having love, this present world. The ultimate prize God has for all of us, some people will not obtain. Some people will not grab it. Some people will not get it. Because they did not get to the expectation. They did not get to God's full expectation. They did not meet it. So not all of us are going to have the ultimate prize. But Paul is saying that rather that he may obtain. He wants you to obtain the ultimate prize. Read verse 26.
First Corinthians 9:26.
I therefore so run.
Not as uncertainly.
It means I know what I'm running about. I'm not running in the air. I'm not a haphazard motion. You know what is haphazard motion?
Yeah.
Science. Diffusion. Motion without direction. Yeah. Like a paper in the desert being blown. It says I'm not running like a paper in the desert being tossed to and fro of the wind. I know what I'm running about. I know what I'm running for. Read it.
So fight I.
And I fight also because it's a good fight.
Not as one that beaten the air.
I am not beating the air every day. I'm not running after the air. I know there is an ultimate prize set before me to receive for accomplishing the task. Therefore, I run not as one that beaten the air. I fight because I know what I need in life. I know what I'm looking for. I know what I am looking for. Are you there? So you see that God is talking about race here. He's talking about fight. 2 Timothy 2:5. He says that I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have run the race. Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:5. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. It's not there. I have finished my course. I have finished my course. 2 Timothy 2:5. It's not there. 2 Timothy 4:7.
Yeah.
Is it there?
Yeah.
2 Timothy 4:7. What is there?
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course.
I have kept the faith. I'm done. The Greek word translated cause there also means race. So in other words, Paul was saying, I have fought a good fight, and I have run my race and I have finished it. So Paul ran the race and finished it in due season, in the due time. So God said to Paul, you have 15 years to go to 67 nations of the world. And in 15 years, he reached 67 nations. This is just an example. I'm not saying this in the Bible. Are you with me? He said, in 15 years, example, I am sending you in these years to Ephesus, to Corinth, to Colossae, to Philippi, to Thessalonica. How many have I mentioned? 5. To Galatia, 6. 6 different nations in Europe. I am sending you there to plant churches there in 15 years. And Paul said, I have run the race. So he was running a race that God ordained for him. Not to outnumber somebody or beat somebody, but to reach the mark in the specified time. Because destiny is time bound. We will not live there forever, will you? Will you live there forever? You have less than 70 years. How old are you? All of us here, we are above 20. There is no 80 years girl in our midst, is there? 70 years girl, no. We are all above 20 and above. So if we have 70 years, we have 50 left. Who you don't know whether all is available? Or some may die earlier than necessary. You'll be on a chase, you know, on a race to meet their grandfathers. Because they don't run blind. They want to die. Some may die in the middle somewhere. He said, I have run the race. God sent me to Ephesus, Galatia. He sent me to Corinth. He sent me to Thessalonica. He sent me to all these nations. I have accomplished the task. I'm done. Timothy, over to you. I am done. Hallelujah. So Paul finished the race. He finished the
race.
There is a race set before you. And you must finish it. Hallelujah. We must what? We must finish it.
Philippians 3:14.
I press toward the mark of the prize for the high calling in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. The what?
The mark.
So Paul was saying, I am pressing towards the expectation God has marked. There is a mark that God expects us to reach. When we are running the race, there is a mark. Who reaches there first is the first. Who of us? If it's something with that, there is a mark you must reach. If you get there first, you are the first. In the same way, destiny has a mark. The good works God has left for us to finish has a mark that we must reach. It's a spiritual mark. And that mark is God's expectation. That mark is God's expectation. Tell your neighbor, there is a mark.
There is a mark.
There is a mark. There is a mark.
There is a mark.
There is a mark. Hallelujah. There is a mark. There is a mark. Are you there?
Yeah.
There is a mark. So if you think there is no mark, you are joking. There is a mark. My friend, there is a mark. There is this mark that God wants you to reach. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a mark. You waste all your life looking for a boyfriend, there is a mark. There is a mark. You waste all your life looking for a girlfriend, there is a mark. Once you're running around, time is running out. You may not read the mark. There is a mark. There is a mark. Why will keep putting you in cycles? There is a mark. You have written for 5 times. Well, are you a cycle or are you a whirlwind? Are you a whirlwind? Wahek has kept many people in bondage.
Lord.
They keep writing. So we have ideal college for you to be ideal. Yeah, they are not ideal. They go to action to perform, they are action to perform. But yeah, they are not performing. They are in action, but they are not in action. they are not, they are sick. Really. Why has many people well away? A cycle has blown all around the place. But there is a man. So as you are wasting time, you must remember that there is a man. You are wasting time to remember that there is a man. You are wasting time, remember there is a man. You are wasting time, remember there is a man. You are wasting time. Remember there is a man. There is a mark. And Paul says that I am pressing towards that mark so that I can receive the reward attached to the mark. Are we there? I am pressing forward to reach that mark in its due time, in the due season, so that the reward attached to the mark I can obtain. There is a mark. How many of us want to read the mark? There is a mark. As I stand here, there is a mark. God has ordained. There is a mark the Holy Ghost has endorsed that I must reach. If I have 40 years left in the ministry, there is a mark. God is just watching. There is a mark. Hallelujah. There is a mark. Nah. So life is very short to waste time on unnecessary things. Some people think they can just go about, do whatever they want, and come back and fulfill all. It's not possible. God's plan is life. Time. It doesn't start at 40. It doesn't start at 40. It doesn't start at 40. Jesus used almost 20 years preparing for 3 years ministry. Are you there with me? Am I here alone?
No.
Am I here alone?
No.
There is a mark. And I want to hit the mark. 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 So that God can look at me and say, yes, the mark that was ordained for you to reach, my bridges, he has hit the target. Don't hit target before God. Don't hit below the target before God. Don't hit below the target before God. Hit it. Hit it. It's like gauging baseball and throwing stones to hit it. And you have only 5 stones. The first one passes here. Before this human direction. If we allow people here to throw stone to hit this, but we see what we do by destiny. Why some people are off course in mind? Because the bomb is here, but some people, there's stone to go this way. Some will throw it back. Then you understand why some people are off course in life. Because even the bomb they can see, they can't hit it. But that's right. We'll be surprised why the direction people will move. So don't be surprised when people are off course in life. If you go get a target, quickly says, and throw 5 stones to it. And let's see how many we hit it. Some of you will throw 20. You go and target 5, round 2. Target 5, round 3. Before the last, about 18, 20, get the time. But you can see it over here. You see, that is the difference between seeing and direction. The fact that you can see doesn't mean you are directed to hit it. Seeing is even from direction. If I had them, I would have just demonstrated it here. One person will do it and we'll see. How would the 5 stones go haywire? He will stand and gauge you and throw by to go haywire. They say, shit!
Hey.
Let's try again. I remember those days when we are playing small pools. Penalty. Okay, it's very difficult. If it's small pool, you can see the pool, but you play it somewhere. Even big pools. Players play it off course. Iceland and Nigeria. Penalty. He keep it up. He could see another ball in the air. He saw the goal post that he played it up. He saw it straight for one. So the fact that you can see doesn't mean you are directed. There's a difference between seeing the vision and being led to it. Difference. A very big difference. Very, very difference. So there is a mark. Oh Jesus, and I'm going to get there. I believe you are going to get there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I believe that I am going to get there, and I pray that you also get there.
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand something, okay? That If you are not focused on God's mark, you are marked out in destiny. And that's what they mean to be marked out. It's just the same as being cancelled. If you cannot focus on God's mark, you are marked out in life. The reason we are fooling in the ministry is because we don't care about the mark God has set. We are fooling because we don't care about God's mark. We are not concerned about the reward attached to the mark. So we are fooling. Raising money in the name of God when God has not commanded it. We are not concerned about the mark. If you know the mark and the reward attached to the mark, and the terror attack not originate, you will be focused. You will not meet the terror. We are fooling because we are not concerned about the mark. Anybody in ministry who is not concerned about the mark is not called. Don't follow some pastors who are not concerned about the mark. They are concerned about their mark. Some people are not concerned about God, but they are concerned about their mark. They are marking themselves right before you, but before God, they are marked out. So are you focused on the mark? Shepherd, what is the mark? Are you asking me? So what is the mark? Every instruction God has spoken to your life, remember, is a mark. If you have ever been spoken to in a dream, in a vision, by a prophecy, see the mark in the prophecy. Hate it. Hate it. Hate. Hate it. Arise, O Jonah, go down to Nineveh, that great city, and cry. But Jonah arose and fled from the presence of the Lord to go on to Tarshish. But Jonah arose and fled from the presence of the Lord unto Tarshish. A very beautiful name. The name was beautiful, but the assignment was not there. Focus on. Actually, I said, if God has sent you there, don't compare yourself to someone in Washington, D.C. Actually, I said, the Kusu, focus there. Right now. Bando. Focus there. God said your focus there. Pando. Compared to Washington, D.C. There is a mark. There is a mark. If you don't forgive them, that mark is not your focus. Everything you are doing in life is out of order. You are not being led by the mark. What are you being led by? What is driving you? You cannot be in a rush and say you are looking at the mark. The reason why people rush in ministry is because of their own glory. They are not focused on the mark. They are not looking for the mark. They are looking for their mark. They want to be marked among people. Sharp prophet, marked by people. Millionaire prophet, marked by people. Very sharp mark. Anointed mark. The people are marking them, but they are not concerned about God's mark. If you miss the mark, you become a misfortune. You can't miss the mark. Without being a misfortune. God told me this one. He said, if you don't focus on the mark that I have set before you, I cannot be proud of you. I cannot be proud of you. You know, if you're not focusing on the mark of God, what are you focusing on? That thing you focus on will be the very thing that will drive you. Then you'll move off course. How can you sell anointing oil when you are focused on the mark? You must be joking. We are fooling because we don't care whatever man God has said. We don't give a damn about the reward of Christ. We don't care. We are just concerned about what we get here. But the fashion of this world passes away. It passed away. That's why I don't want to attach any carnal thing to my ministry as a prophet. Millionaire prophet. Dollar prophet. What are you talking about? You attach anything carnal to your ministry, you have limited it forever. Millionaire prophet. I'm not a millionaire prophet. Dollar prophet. Private jet prophet. I can't attach anything carnal. Anything that has no value eternal to my ministry, which is eternal. We are not focusing on the man. God called you to become a millionaire prophet. But you come to make millions of dollars. For what? It's the principal calling. You should be a pastor is making millions of dollars. For what? You're not looking at the man, you're looking at the money. People, I hear a lot of preachers, they are always mentioning private jets. That plane is possible. That private jet is possible. That helicopter is possible. Are you looking at the man? Since when the private jet begin to change hearts towards the things of God? You are moving in a jet propulsion engine towards hell. We love private jets, but we are not jets of the spirit. We are not looking at the man who will never call himself salvation, man of salvation. It's a man of hearts. What is this? God told me, if you cannot focus on my man, I can never be proud of you. And I know what God has told me. I have seen the vision of where God wants to take me. And God has told me where he wants to take me. And God has told you some. Even the sound you have heard, it gives an indication of the mark. Do not look towards the mark. You are looking at what is carnal, what is not eternal. And you are running after it. I have not sent this prophet. Shall they run? Why? For revelation. What is all this? If you don't focus on my mind, I cannot be proud of you. If you are not focused on my mark, I cannot be proud of you. Once I have ordained that in 3 years, you plant 15 churches. You are focused on something else as the mark. You are focused about doing something for yourself as the mark. I'm not proud. God can never be proud of a man walking in his own way. You can only enjoy mercy that will sustain you so that you are not destroyed. There is mercy that sustains you, that you are not destroyed. And there is the grace that makes you the man God wants to make you. These two are different. Why should I focus on cars and plane? Bishop Boy Debono has 40,000 vehicles on their premises, check premises. Why? The check members, there are 50,000 seats inside. And outside the 52,000. How many cars do you expect? Although that's what I'm saying. The people are around 100,000. How many cars should carry them? They need more than they have now. So you don't compare yourself to somebody whose ministry is moving 102,000 people every Sunday seated. And you have 40,000 cars. And you are using cars as your mark. The one who doing the glory and the car. The cars are coming, glory and the car. How many members are in your church? Five. The cars are coming. One poor round. Are you here? Am I on my own here?
No.
Instead of focusing on the impact, you are focusing on the byproduct of the impact. Byproduct of the impact. Every material, the Bible says that the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. Meaning the blessing itself is not the riches. It is the blessing that maketh. It itself is not the riches. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he asks all sorrows to it. So when God blesses you, in other words, he can bless you with knowledge, and that knowledge can produce riches. He can bless you with wisdom, and that wisdom can produce riches. He can give you an idea as a blessing, and out of that idea, you begin to make riches. So the riches itself is not the blessings of God, but the byproduct of the blessings of the Lord. Focus on the mark. What has God told you? Focus on the mark. You are not focused on it. Oh, you are living anyhow. No quiet time. No Bible study. No prayer. You are just living. There is a mark. There is a mark. You gotta get there. You can focus. There is a mark. There is a mark. There is a mark. We are criticizing politicians, but we are the same as them. We don't build churches. We build cars. What are we amassing money for? and they are still not satisfied. Can you see that? You will never be satisfied outside God's fulfillment. You want to be big. I want to be big. Our bigness is in the mark. Our bigness is in the mark. There's a difference between a fat woman and a big woman. Don't confuse the words. There are fat preachers and big preachers. They are not the same. Are you going to focus on the mark? Are you going to focus on the mark?
Yes.
There is a mark God has ordained, and we have to reach that mark. We have to
reach that mark.
We have to
reach that mark.
We have to
reach that mark.
A lot of things we are doing is not God, it's not ministry. What we call ministry, I'm serving God, I'm doing it for the glory of the Lord. It's not God, it's man's mark. It's man's mark. Man's man. Well, man was saying that he was praying about going to preach in the church, and the Lord came to him and said, your host pastor who has invited you, I the Lord, I don't know you. Another prophet will go to the church and prophesy to the same person that the Lord is with him. There's something we call host pastor adaptation. If you don't, you'll be thrown off balance. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Host pastor adaptation. You go to his church, you will prophesy what God has not spoken because he has invited you. Not everything we are seeing is ministry, no matter how glorious it is. Not every dragonfly is a helicopter.
My boy.
Are you there? There is a mark. So as we stand here in preacher's embassy, it will be that we have not read a mark. How many years are we? 1 year and 4 months in morning service. It will be that we have not read a mark. It will be that by now there should be 50 people seated here, but we have not read a mark. So there is nothing here to pride ourselves in. We belong to preachers, Lord. Mellow. Mellow. Before you are mad. People who lift themselves too high before their season have seen the wrong mark. You call yourself major prophet, yet you are seeing minor visions. It's because you saw the minor mark as a major mark. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
You saw the minor as a major. You are lost. You don't have major pastors and major apostles. You have major prophets. You see a mark. The mark God has not obtained. The mark God has not encrypted. But I pray that we will see the mark.
Amen.
I pray that we will see the mark.
Amen.
Every year of our lives, we know what God wants us to do.
Amen.
And we will begin to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we are walking in the very things that God has ordained for us. Then we go to hit the mark. In the year 2012, the Lord said to me, 31st December 2011. The 2012 will be the year of the prophetic. Also, they've been forcing me to be there that time. All that means to be, of course. In the same time the prophetic wave was growing, she was in my life making dating strategies. Anytime somebody says to Lawe, oh, this guy, what are you going to date? This baby will shout, this is what I've been asking. Oh, say, God, what are you going to date? I've been asking the same question. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with him. Oh. When I'm with her and anyone gives a comment, they say, I would have moved off course. A divine wave was blowing and a woman was blowing.
Mercy, Lord.
The mark was the prophetic. The mark was not the woman. So if I focus on what they see between my thighs, I'll be the wrong one.
The wrong man.
God says the year of the prophet. He says the year of the woman. The year of the
prophet.
So God needed my full attention.
Full attention.
All the time for you now. Can you take me out? And every time she was asking me out. God, you take me out. Take me out here. Can you take me here? Can you take me there? I want to go out. I'm not an outing man. I go out for my dad. Go out.
Hey.
My father be going out to pray. That means I'm an outing man. Mama, outing. Every now and then. If I did that, there would be trouble. All my money will be finished. God, can you take me out? To the extent that some of my prophetic friends saw her with me and they thought she was my girlfriend. And they started prophesying her as my wife. And the terror that would come upon me for dating her. So I told them she's not my girlfriend. So, all this while we knew it was her. I said, no, George, she has never been. They said, oh, I see. They realized that their prophecy was wrong. Even though it was a warning prophecy, it was wrong because it was focused on the wrong person and the right person. Have you there with me? Shamandagaya. There is a mark. And for that matter, we have to be careful about how we go about the things that God has called us to do. Because there is a mark. Don't waste your time because there is a mark. Don't waste time because there is a mark. Don't give all your attention, all your energy, all your time on things that are not eternal. That's why I was telling you that some of you are working and the monthly salary is 300 Ghana Cedi. And it has taken all your attention, all your time. You have no time for God, no time to read the word, no relationship with God. Because of 300 Ghana Cedi a month, there is a mark. There is a mark. Are you going to treat the 300 Ghana Cedi job as the God that saved you? The God that called me, 300 Ghana. And don't go and see the one that finish house from you. Somebody is choosing you to have submitted. Oh, you say, oh Lord, here I am. Send me. I saw that they don't need barely. They can't see things for the next month. But you are so submitted because of 300. You see how 300 Ghana is moving you. You see how it's running your life. You know how it's pushing you. Pushing you forward. I must go to work. I must. It's a must. Because of your 300 CD. You feel watching. Turn on already. Somebody give me 250. Some is 250, but they are very submissive. Yeah. You better allow the mark to drive you more than anything else. Understand there is a mark. Let that mark drive you before you are marked out in life. No lecturer succeeded in driving me. My brother said, I said to my supervisor, I'm going to the mountains. I'm going. She said, I said, I'm going. She said, really? I said, I'm going. I'll be back. And I went. He didn't do anything. But still, I want you to ask him about it. He said, please, I want to. If your fear alone is contagion, go in and down. And I went. Because I identified what I had to drive my life early. And I made sure it drove me. Hallelujah. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes.
We have to lift them up. Place your hand on your chest and say, Lord, lead me to hit them up. Lead me to hit them up. In the name of Jesus. Lead me to hit them up. Lead me to meet them up. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes.
Now, can we get a perfect example of somebody who hit the mark? Somebody God sent who hit the mark. Any perfect example? Look at the perfect example. Jesus Christ. Jesus, did he hit the mark? I have come in the bodies of the books written of me to do all thy will, O Lord. On the cross, did he say, it is finished. He hid the man. And so last week we were talking about how we can also hear the man. Two of us. We were talking about how we can also, and we saw point one, that Jesus started preparing early. Very early preparation. You waste your preparation season searching for boyfriend, searching for girlfriend, running from church to church, instead of ladies, I'm sorry. He followed the lady into a church. That was when the Holy Ghost arrested him and became a bishop. He went to the church because of a lady. The Holy Ghost said, if you don't catch him through this, we are, it's over. I hope no one here is chasing any lady here. There is no timetable for preparation. There's only timetable for examination. So your preparation depends on you. It doesn't depend on God. Jesus prepared very, he started preparing very early. He had to meet the mark. He had to reach the mark. He had to get there. In due time, in due season. If he had delayed a little bit, would it have met Peter at the shore? If he had delayed a little bit, John the Baptist would be dead before he starts, and nobody would baptize him. I don't understand what I'm saying. If he had delayed a little bit, John the Baptist would be dead, and there would be no one to baptize him before he starts ministry. How would the Holy Ghost come upon him? You know that things you are ordained to follow after prophetic times and seasons. Immediately he anointed Jesus, he baptized him, and the unction came upon him. Not long after he was arrested, and that led to his death. Imagine Jesus had missed that time when he was supposed to come into the Jordan to be baptized, and John the Baptist had to baptize him. It was very important. He said, why is baptized? He said, yes, suffer it so to fulfill all righteousness. Hey! God ordained it. It was only when he was immersed in the water before the Holy Ghost came upon him. And the voice from heaven came saying, this, this my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Everyone said, come and see. I'm not saying that. Are you here with me? Yeah. If you had missed John the Baptist, who will baptize him? Many of us have missed our baptizers. We are following the wrong bishop. We are just perching. We are patching here, perching there, you know. Because our baptizers are gone. It is important to prepare. There is no time. There is no time. So Jesus prepared himself. Preparing himself. Preparing himself for a 3 year ministry in Israel. Prepare. Tell him that prepare. Yeah. Jesus fulfilled all because he started preparing early. So let us also prepare from when? Now! Prepare from now! As I'm standing, I still believe I'm still being prepared. I believe I'm still being prepared. I believe I'm preparing myself. Still preparing myself for my season. For my day. My season has not come. My days have not come. I am in preparation. I am in the wilderness. Calamandas. Is somebody here?
Yes.
Am I on my own here?
No.
Did John the Baptist read the man? Yes. He read the man. He was swapping like a cow. But Jesus recommended him. Of all men, born of women, there is none greater than John. He was a penny and a shining light. He fulfilled. If he's sitting, the matter fulfilled. He was told. Jesus, who is seated in the same throne with God, so I see the heavens open, and I see the Son of Man standing at the right side. He's coming as his death as a matter, entering the kingdom, cause Jesus to rise up to receive him. Or as he says it. So I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Lord. And the people rush on him with one accord without directing each other.
Hey!
they rushed on him when they heard that. He ran ahead without direction. Then you pass it, no, one accord. They went on him straight, carried him. No instruction, which stone to use. They knew the stone that would kill him faster. One accord. But then one of us started going to the leader. Are you there?
Yeah.
Stephen! How many days did he preach? He fulfilled. He was ordained to die as a martyr. Martyr don't mean killed as a martyr. It's a calling. Not all are qualified. But some of you know when they die as martyr, it's not recognized. Because once I go to Ethiopia and went to China, if you die there, it's not martyr at all. If you die there, it's not martyr at all. One of my friends went to preach at an area where there were a lot of, you know, Muslims. And they poured urine on him. And I said, imagine if God didn't send you there. This urine can never be recorded in heaven as a testimony for suffering for the gospel. And he started laughing. You know, Muslims, they go say no there. Now, come on, man, you came into Uswa. And what was the matter? It's your person, take it. And I said, oh, Charlie, we went to preach and the urine was found upon us. Gospel said, yeah, the gospel is there. Not every suffering is attached to purpose. Not every suffering is attached to purpose. They poured urine and water. You know, it was in the bucket. He was making all the body from the third floor. And it came like a wave of water. Drops of rain. And when it fell on him, he thought it was normal water. But he saw that no ammonia was in it. He saw it, he had the saying, no, 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 smell the thing, no. He saw that there were ammonium salt and concentrated nitric acid. Glomerulus filtrate. Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here? If God says, arise, my son, go down to Ethiopia. And you go to China and you are killed there. That's not matter though. Who told you we just died the heart? It's a calling. To be slaughtered for the gospel. You think it's not everyone is qualified. So don't jump from the story building and die for the name of Jesus. No. So that's Job. Principles. Lucy's Central. On the chair, Mr. Sister said, the demon. That's all you do. She's so big, your martyrdom may cause you to receive slaps. That was a matter. Jesus prepared early. Hallelujah. So let's start preparing from now. Let's start preparing. Let's start preparing. Have you heard a prophetic word? Have you seen the vision? Have you had a dream? Can you see the mark in it? The preparation is now. It's not tomorrow. It's only related to the 2 weeks for revision week to prepare. In the kingdom, you can't put you in poor. No. You must see it, digest it, absorb it, assimilate it. For the nutrient to be in you. Before you can give it out. You are not a ruminant to put it in your first segment and then later you bring it and you chew it again. No. I will fulfill all. Somebody shouted,
I will fulfill all.
Jesus fulfilled all because he started early. He knew the mandate ahead of him was too big to waste time around. He started preparing him. Number two, he had an unquenchable appetite for the will of God. Jesus had what? An unquenchable appetite for the will of God. Unquenchable appetite. Unquenchable appetite. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his task. John 4:34.
my meat.
In other words, the will of God became his daily bread.
In other words, my food.
The disciples were the same. He said, Master, eat meat. And he said, I have meat to eat. That you know, no. John 4:32. And he said, what? Has anyone brought him any meat? He said, my meat
is to do the will of him that sent me
and to finish his task.
Unquenchable appetite for the will of God. My meat is to do the will.
The what?
The will.
The will of him that sent me and to finish his task.
So when the will of God becomes our daily food, we can't miss it. You may miss the meat, you can't miss any of.
Have you missed food? So, the word of today, I want to say, my God, it happens to few men who are in the spirit.
You are on schedule.
And I think we need it. Maybe I need it. Maybe I need it. You can't miss food. Jesus came to the level where the will of God became his daily bread.
My meat is to do that, so there is no way you can miss it.
What is happening in the morning and what he's looking for is the will of God. He's in the afternoon and what he's seeking for is the will of God. Hey. What he's seeking for is the will of God.
He was seeking my meat,
my food. What satisfies me? What satisfies my daily life? Is that the will of God is accomplished in my life. Day by day.
If you can't meet,
it became food.
My meat
is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his will.
John 9 and verse 4. He said, I must do the will of him that sent me when it is day. This man was crazy about the will of God. He was mad about it. He could never miss it. Why do we miss it?
Ambition.
Why do we miss it?
Ambition. If we all come to the level where the will of God is our daily bread, we can't miss it. No miss it.
Unquenchable appetite for the will.
No man ever was crazier about God's will than Jesus was.
Paul was, Peter was, David was, but Jesus now, he says, my meat, my daily bread, my breakfast.
In the evening, I don't ask myself, this morning, have I eaten everything? He asks, have I fulfilled what God wants me to fulfill for the day? So everybody has a schedule. I'm going to work, I have to do this, A, B, and C. But for the schedules of Jesus Christ, he asks himself, have I accomplished all that God wanted me to accomplish for the day? It was his daily agenda. My meat is to do the will. Are we going to fulfill all? That we must grow in our appetite for the will of God.
We must grow in our appetite. Sustain the appetite.
Sustain the appetite. Hallelujah. Sustain the appetite. Tell me about sustain the appetite.
My meat
is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his task. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you going to finish your task?
Yes.
Can you take the will of God as our daily bread? I want to take it as my daily bread. To fulfill it on a daily basis. Hey, every day with the Holy Ghost. Libra, Shekhar, Tabrenda, Nazda. Every single day I am obsessed about the will of God. Every single day I am obsessed about the will of God. I am obsessed about the will of God.
We cannot have the same appetite Jesus had for God's will without fulfilling.
We need the appetite. We need the preparation, but we need an appetite, a craving that God,
what is your will for my ministry?
We are all prophets,
but what is your specific will? Am I just going about to be prophesying? What is your will for my prophetic ministry? What is your will for my teaching ministry? What is your will for every gifting in me?
Lord, I can say,
but what is your will? What is your will?
What is your will?
The will of God. The will. The will. You see, somebody said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to sell some. The will. My meat. Do the will of thing that sent me. Last point. Are you there?
Yeah.
The message to Antipas. Last point. How Jesus fulfilled all, and how we can also fulfill all. Last point. Jesus did only what he saw the Father doing.
What?
Jesus did only what he saw the Father doing. John 5:17. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. In other words, I see God doing, and I do. John 5:19. He says that the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing, so he himself do likewise. The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing, listen to this carefully, but what he sees the Father doing, likewise he doeth himself. Preparing for ministry, preparing to be used by God, is not about Bible school knowledge, but it is about our preparation to see what is God doing to be followed. It's not a Bible school. It's not a quotation. It is not the Bible quotations we know. It is not learning how to preach powerfully. No, it is not learning how to prophesy accurately. No, all are important. But the platform, the pillar behind preparation for ministry is to learn how to detect what God is doing so you may follow. Is somebody listening to me?
Yes.
Rise up on your feet with me. I'm ending. Preparation for ministry is about learning how to see what God is doing and following. My Father worked hitherto, and I work. He didn't say, I work hitherto and my Father. I work hitherto and my Father. Young men, young preachers of today, we do and God follows. We do a God for us. Lord, I'm moving, go with me now. Lord, I'm moving, go with me now. Preparation to be used by God effectively. Say unto us, take it. If you're going to take it, then we're going to fulfill everything that God ordained. Our training, the focal point of our training is to learn how to see what God is doing. My Father went and hit that too, and I. It means when I see God healing, I heal. When I see prophesying, I prophesy. So Jesus said, anytime I stand on a platform to preach, when I start preaching and I see my Father going towards a sick person to heal, I pause the preaching and say, the Lord healed me. When I'm preaching and I feel like giving a prophetic word because I saw God going to somebody to prophesy, I say, can I prophesy to you? My Father worked it out to and I work. When I see God starting a business, I start. When I see God bringing a man into my life to marry, I open up and begin ready to marry. My Father will take me that when I went. Our training for effective end time ministry lies in our ability to see what God is doing. Every other thing is not important as this one. You, the fact that you can prophesy doesn't mean you are led by the Spirit. Not everyone who prophesies is led. On my own self, do nothing. As I hear, I speak. 1 hour, 2 minutes. As I hear, I can on my own self do nothing. This is the scale of mature men of God. This is the scale. Elijah fooled the prophet of Baal. He says, let's do two orders. And then put a sacrifice on it. After he did it, he said, Father, I did all this and I went. It means he saw the Father producing a altar and bringing fire down. But the prophet of Baal did not know that Baal does not answer by fire. So he fooled them. I can on my own self do nothing. My Father went there. Is that you? I went. Hey! Are we there?
Yeah.
How many of us want to see what God is doing? So people come to me and they say, Shepherd, I don't know my calling. I ask them, what is God doing now? What are you talking about?
They tell me, shepherd, I don't know my calling. I don't know what I'm doing. I ask, what is God doing now?
Okay, now when I'm there, I feel like praying, then pray.
When I'm there, I feel like praying, then pray. I ask them, what is God doing now? If you can see it too.
Now I feel like praying. Okay, it's your prayer, so keep praying.
Keep praying.
I feel like going to the mountain. Go. That is the go.
I can on my own self do nothing. My father will get it at you and I will do there any now and then.
You feel like going to the mountain. If you want to go to the mountain, go.
I can do nothing.
I don't know my calling. I never go deep. When people tell me I don't know my calling. Okay, then I said, okay, you have the prophetic attack to mantle of glory, attack with the prayer mantle, and God is going to take you to Europe. That will confuse you the more. You want to know where to start from? Look at what God did. Eh? My father worked with that too, and I.
Where?
So, what do you want to? What works is God doing in your life now? Sometimes you are serving in the church. You only feel like serving. That is what God is doing. Do. Do. Because I'm going to start my own. I'm crazy. That's it. There are times you will never feel like starting anything. You only feel like serving. That's what God is doing. Do. My father worked in that and I work. So if God is serving, serve. Look at what God is doing in your life and do the same thing. Is God going to school? Follow him to the school. Follow him to the school. What is God doing in your life?
He wakes me up every morning, but I can't pray. Look at you.
No matter when I'm sleeping, I wake up at 3. I don't know why. The father is waking up to pray. My father worked in that too, and I. Now when they shepherd, I don't understand. I wake up at 3 a.m. and I'm just lying down. Look at your head. If God wakes you at 3 a.m., an angel has woke you up. What are you doing? God is waking up to prepare the works of the father.
God can work anything anyway. You have to look and see. So there's a difference between seeing and direction. You can see the vision ahead where God wants to take you. But it takes my father work and it to an away to hit it.
That's what I'm saying. We all know where God wants to take us. We have received prophecies. We know the future. We know the glory. We can picture a certain glory that God has ordained. But until we come to the level where we can say, my father worked in that too and I work. We can see the target, but we miss it.
Throw the stone to hit the ball. It will pass somewhere. Hey!
Hey!
Are you here?
Yes.
Let's say glad to go from conclusion. My father worked in that too, and I also work.
Go and start the church, and I went.
Now we are in the church. We must see what God is doing, or we remain stagnated forever.
If we cannot see the father working, we'll do something else.
And that's what 2 Timothy 5:2 and verse 5 says. He says that no man who runs the race obtains the prize except he runs lawfully. We are in the 100-meter race, we are 10. If you move your track from your track and come to another person's track and blast him, are you qualified?
No,
but he's qualified from the race.
So no man wins the prize.
No man who is running for masters obtains the reward except he runs lawfully. That is why it is important for us to know what the father is doing. That we may do the same. Or you may deny. You may what? You may what? You may take advantage of everything you see as a preacher. See a rich man here. That's it. You are ready to die. A rich man is in the church. You are ready to die. Money monger. See a beautiful lady in the church. You are ready to die. Your father is not working either to your work. It is people working either to your work. Friend girl, they say, yes, go out of the car. Now, prophet, every friend girl they see is their wife. That's what father working, that's my work. That's my feelings work, that's my work.
Friend girls working, eat that too, and I work.
Mercy, Lord.
Money mongers, my money working,
eat that too, and I work. When the baby boy there is money, there are 7 changes.
Cash.
International ministries.
House of Cash Chapel International. My father wedding, he had to. And I went, so Jesus saw all the cross, he also carried the cross. That's it. That's it. That's it. They fast, but don't go to Jerusalem. They will beat you. He said, I'm going. My God was going there. They beat him. They beat him. It was all the will of God. The prophet prophesied when you go, they will be bound by the Jews and the Romans. It came to pass. He said, the prophet is giving the bad news, but it's the will of God. You have testified before me, before this man. You must also stand before me, before Caesar. Stand before me. You must testify for me before Caesar. So all he was going through the beatings, it was a thing to go and appeal to Caesar. Jesus wanted Paul to stand before Caesar for his name's sake. He stood before Agrippa. He stood before Felix. But he had to appear before Caesar. Kaisers. Are you there? My father went there. Peter too. And I went. So look at your parents' spiritual life. If you feel the need, I must be reading. If you want to read, go and read. Shepherd, I feel like buying books. Go and buy. Now we have to be concerned by what you feel. Because some of your minds are so dangerous. When we say God told you, we have to judge it. That is where the training begins. Identify what God is doing. We must learn to know what God is doing so that we do the same. Are you there with me? We must learn to do what God is doing so that we do the same. There are times I was going to preach, and before I start preaching, I felt like the Holy Spirit was moving in the prophetic. But I said, no, let me finish preaching. Then when I finish, I will flow. But by the time I finish, the flow is gone, and I can no longer function. Because my father worked either to my way, but me, I said, I'm going either to the Holy Ghost works. That's not how it happens. When he was eating, Holy Ghost said, eat not, go to the convent. He said, what? What? Somebody say, what?
What?
This food, no way. And he ate to be satisfied. When he went to the conference, zero healing. Zero
healing.
Zero manifestations of the Holy Ghost. I said, God, why is I told you? What you eat? My father went there that way, but you were working that way. That way, that way. You are eating so that I follow. No, I was saying, don't eat, follow me. Hey! Drop that yam. He didn't drop it. He was holding the yam, pillar of yam. When he said, drop that yam, he said, no, this is my Android phone. I can't drop it. It's my yam, it's Android. And his ministry is meeting that he became Android. And your phone without apps. Frozen and low, as your phone be freezing. His phone was frozen the whole day. Do what the Father is doing. This is our central point of ministry. To learn the move of the Spirit and follow. That's all. You can't follow God and miss the target. Don't follow. My father went and he's too and I went. My father went and he's too and I went. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see what you are doing that I will do. Open my eyes to see what you are doing that I will do. Open my eyes to see what you are doing that I will do. Cause me to come to the level where I can also say, my father went and he's too and I went. Oh Lord, show me what you yourself are doing. Show me what you yourself you are doing that I might follow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Show me what you yourself you are doing that I might follow. Show me what you are doing that I might follow. Show me what you are doing that I might follow. Show me what you are doing that I might follow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, raise me up to know, to see, to understand how you work. That I can follow in the name of Jesus. My father worked, I did that too, and I worked, and I received that grace, I received that honor. options. I receive that grace to walk in that realm on my father works. Give that to an aware. From today, my eyes are open. I am becoming sensitive to see what God is doing. 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 That I may follow. That I may follow. That I may follow. In the name of Jesus. My father working, Peter too, and I work. See what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And do it. If God is doing it, do the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God is doing it, do the same thing. Don't do another thing. Forget your ambitions. Forget about your plans. Focus on God. Whatever you see Him doing, do it. See the Father working is the foundation for our ministry. It's the foundation for our ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?